Hello and welcome to AudioCast 4, where we're going to talk all about how you can stop hiding and start earning more with letting your intuition lead and star in the show, all while you serve your soul's purpose. I'm Heather Alashe, intuitive coach, educator, and unapologetic believer that your intuition is the most powerful tool you will ever own, and I help coaches and healers turn their intuitive gifts into a rock-solid skill set that builds their confidence, their credibility, and their income without the hustle or new age fluff. And you're listening to this audio cast because you're either registered for one of my upcoming workshops or because you should be registered for it. So if you would like to dive deeper into the topics that we're learning here in this audio cast series, please register for the workshop. You're going to love it. We're going to do it live and take a deep dive into how you can begin to wrap your mind around earning as a coach or a healer. Maybe you're already working, maybe as a coach, maybe you're a coach, but you haven't figured out how to charge yet, or maybe you're an aspiring coach and you would like to. If so, we're going to dig into some of the mindset shifts that you can make that's really going to help you own the value of the work that you're called to bring in the world. So we're talking money, we're talking visibility, we're talking charging for your worth, and really just building an aligned business that maps onto your mission and your intuitive gifts. Because for so many gifted, intuitive people, those words don't feel like expansion. They might feel like a trigger for you. So I want you to soften into this episode, realize that you are right where you need to be. And if you feel a calling over your life, I want you to trust it. It's not pie in the sky. You're not just making things up. When I started my business 11 years ago, I did it with a wink and a prayer from the universe, no guarantees that it was going to work. And today I sit here having built a 7-figure intuitive empire, training intuitives and bringing intuition to the world. There's nothing special about me. If I can do it, you can do it too. Okay. So you have that desire on your heart for a reason, and I want you to honor it and allow yourself to truly step into that calling that you have over your life, because that's why you were given these intuitive gifts in the first place. It's to help people, right? So let's talk about the quiet fear behind the gift. And I've seen this play out 100 times in my students, in the coaches that I certify using the True Intuition Method and my other coaching methodology, the Sovereign Coaching Method. I've seen it 15 different ways from Sunday, and it looks a little like this. It's like one part of you knows and is confident and sure and feels it. You have that calling on your heart, and then the other side of you doubts. So you want to share your intuition with the world. You want to make a difference. But when it comes time to start the business, ask for the sale, raise your rate, or even just tell a person, yes, I'm an intuitive, much less an intuitive coach or a facilitator of some kind that uses intuition. Boy, don't we just tense up. We go like deer in a headlights, right? We freeze, or we undercharge, or we say, oh, it's okay, I'll just do this one for free. And here's why. Because most intuitive people are operating with beautiful hearts, but a broken set of beliefs that is reflected in their bank account, okay? So let's talk about the 5 biggest reasons why intuitive people are afraid to charge more and start their businesses, and how the True Intuition Method that I have designed and used personally in my own business as an intuitive professional back in the day when I did a ton of private intuitive coaching, and also what hundreds of my coaches at this point have used this method. Okay, so it is street tested, it is soul aligned, and it is absolutely something that you can use to give you the structure you need to get started today, serving in the way that only you know how and only the way you have been called to, okay? Because the world really does need the special thing that only you can give it. So the first block that we have to letting our intuition lead and allowing ourselves to earn using our intuition is that we mistake service for sacrifice. I've yet to meet an intuitive that didn't have a hard time with delineating between serving people and then lighting themselves on fire to keep other people warm. So you're called to a life of service, not sacrifice. But we've been conditioned to think that the more spiritual we are, the less we should want, right? If I'm truly doing this with good intentions, I shouldn't ask for money. So somewhere deep down, many intuitives believe that if they charge for their work, that they're bad or you know, somehow they've sold out. And that is not serving, that's suffering. That is not serving, that's just you continuing to stay in a lower vibrational frequency, right? So it's not service, it's suffering. It's not service, it's martyrdom. It's not service, it's servitude. And there's a big difference. So your intuition doesn't ask you to empty yourself and then continue pouring from an empty cup. That's ridiculous. There never in the history of forever has God, universe, spirit asked you to do that or ask anybody to do it. Okay. What it does is it wants you to stand in the energy of reciprocity. Reciprocity, which means you have to open up to receive. But many intuitives don't feel safe receiving. We don't feel safe receiving. Okay. So we mistake that service for sacrifice, and then we close ourselves down for receiving because it doesn't feel safe. Why? Because when we're the giver, then we never have to face the fact that maybe the person we're giving to isn't going to give back to us, and then we're going to be disappointed and feel unloved and find out that we're not maybe as important to that person as we think we are. So best to keep ourselves closed, don't receive, don't ask anything from anybody, be the consummate and chronic giver. That way we never have to face the disappointment of finding out that we're not important to the people that we actually care about. That is what that is. I know it's hard to hear, but it's true. So we have to understand that service implies reciprocity. It implies reciprocity, okay? In other words, it wants energy to circulate so that money can circulate. So money flows in, money flows out, money flows in, money flows out, right? And the thing I love most about the true intuition method is because you really start to understand what intuition is and how it can serve the world from a very practical place, it really helps you open up and see the value of it so that receiving money for it doesn't feel corrupt. It feels just like confirmation that your gifts are working, right? It's kind of an energetic echo that says, heck yeah, man. The service that I'm giving to the world, it's awesome. This is like totally helping. And I'm putting out so much good that good should come back to me. So when we're open to serving fully, we have to be open to receiving fully. Because if you are serving fully, but not receiving fully, then you're not serving fully. You're in servitude. Do you see how that works? So for this one, I want you to ask yourself, where am I in servitude that I'm calling it, that is really just, where am I in service, but it's really servitude? And it's where you're giving in your life, but not getting anything back. So if you're, especially if you're a coach, if you have a business around this, or you want to be one, come to the workshop, because man, I'm telling you something right now, I don't play around when it comes to money. Like I grew up very, 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 very poor, and I came from nothing. And I had to learn how to own the value of this. And I'll never forget this when I was still doing my private practice. And I had a client, I'd been in business for a couple of years now. I was charging like $250 per session, which is a pretty decent rate. And this lady, I was on an enrollment call, and she said, well, you know what, Heather, gosh, that's a lot of money. She was like, oh, whoa, that's a lot of money. But you know something, I'll pay it because I think you're worth it. And something in my spirit just sent off like alarm bells. And I was like, you know something? I got to stop you right there. I'm not worth $250, and neither are you. I'm priceless. Okay. If you don't want to work with me, if you don't want to pay the rate, that's fine. But this has nothing to do with my value. So if you're going to work with me, I will let you pay me $250. That's fine. That's my rate. If you want to pay it, I will allow you to pay it because I have a say so in who I work with. But I just want to be very clear. I'm not responsible for like giving you any type, like you're responsible for your result. I'm responsible for facilitating it. I'm not worth $250. You aren't either. We're both priceless. Okay. This is an energetic exchange. That's what I mean by owning your value and standing in service, not servitude, and not overly suffering for our clients or taking too much responsibility. Okay. And the minute that I made that shift in my business, everything changed. Everything changed. And it was almost like clients wanted to work with me because they could feel the confidence, right? Like they could feel it. They could feel like, dang, dude, this chick is serious. So that is service. That is owning the value of your work. The second reason why it's kind of hard to stop hiding, why we play small, right? and we don't own our value and what we're really here to do, the value of our work, not our personal value because you're priceless, but the value of the work that's coming through you, is that we're confusing humility with hiding. So this one is really sneaky. So intuitives often tell ourselves, I'm not ready. I don't want to be seen as egotistical. Am I really qualified to do this? Yada, 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 yada. But what's really happening is that our intuitive system has associated visibility with danger. So it's like your classic healer wound, right? So what we do is in order to hide, in order to continue hiding, in order to continue playing small, we kind of hide behind this veneer of like, oh, gee, shucks, I'm not ready. Oh, gee, shucks. You know, we blame it on our family. Oh, you know, my kids or this or that. We find a million reasons why we can't shine too brightly. And we're scared of that because in the past, maybe it has happened that when you shine too brightly, somebody came along and maybe put your fire out. So what we have to do is untangle this connection that we've made with hiding, keeping us safe, because hiding doesn't keep you safe. It keeps you miserable. Playing small doesn't keep you safe. It makes you miserable. So what I love about how the True Intuition Method is going to help you with this is it rewires that pattern. It helps you create safety in visibility. It creates safety in your intuitive system because you know you're standing on solid ground in your abilities. You know how they work. You know the results they yield. It's very matter of fact. You can explain how you're doing it. You understand how your primary gateways operate. You understand what your services are. You understand how they help people. In other words, you have a solid coaching methodology and system that you're not sitting there guessing if there's any value to. So you're not afraid to come out of hiding because you're like, hi, here it is. This is me. This is what I coach. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able. I know my value. It's not ego. It's the truth. And so it's just kind of easy to own the value of what you do with confidence, right? And come out of hiding, right? So we're going to replace that false humility, which is really just you playing small, with a sense of strong self-confidence in your knowing exactly how your intuition works and how you help people. And when your clients start shifting, when your clients' lives start changing, you will never doubt again, because you're going to see that these gifts weren't given to you for just you. They were given so that you could help other people with them. And true intuition gives you a scaffolding to do that. Okay. The third one is that we doubt our authority because we lack the structure around it. And I've been seeing this one a lot with my students, that they really, it's like, I know my intuition is powerful, but I don't know how to talk about it. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to package it up. I like, what would an intuitive, what does it look like, right? To really step into that. So it's this kind of this disconnect between, I know you have the feeling that it's great, but you have a hard time putting that into concretized language in the physical world. So there's this gap between your knowing and articulating. And this is kind of where the imposter syndrome gets to breed. It kind of breeds and festers. So it's not that you lack ability. You have the authority. You have the ability, right? It's that you lack a map. You need the structure. You need to be able to say to your client, first step is this, second step is this, third step is this, fourth step is this. We are going to go on a journey where we do step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. And at the end of this, here's where you're going to be. You're going to be, it's the yellow brick road to the Emerald City, right? Like the Wizard of Oz. So that's what the True Intuition Method gives you. It fills that gap. And it makes it to where people can understand what the heck you're talking about. Because it has the science, the psychology, and the spirit to back it up. Okay? It teaches all the mechanisms of, you know, biology, energetics, the cognitive aspect of it, right? The feeling, the affective aspect, the feeling aspect of how intuition works. Okay. So I'm going to give you the five steps of the True Intuition Method right now. I'm going to give you kind of a sneak peek. It's inner awareness, noticing, trusting, interpreting, and acting. Sixth step is teaching. Okay. So those are the six steps of the method. We're going to get into detail with this in the workshop. So please make sure that you're registered. If you're not, go to show notes. If you are registered, oh my gosh, you're going to love it. You're even going to get a growth map. It's amazing. Which each of these steps, what they are and the developmental challenge and the developmental goal for each of these steps. Okay. It's everything you need and nothing you don't when it comes to developing your intuition, owning your authority, standing in confidence and helping other people rise. The fourth reason is that we see ourselves as the receiver, not the source of our intuitive genius. I went over this in another one of the audio casts here where I talked about identity. I said, it's you are the beingness. You are the source of it. So we see ourselves as the person who's scrambling to get an answer, to receive the intuitive message, instead of understanding that it's our own higher self. It's our own connection to God that's providing the source of information. In other words, the source is inside you. So this is one of the most profound shifts that I see in my students make. They come in thinking, oh, you know, I gotta somehow quote unquote figure out what my intuition is telling me, or I gotta make the messages come, or I have to concentrate on getting the messages. And I get it. It can feel like that sometimes in the process, but thinking of it this way continues to keep us powerless because we're not identifying as the person who has that divine wisdom inside of ourselves. So you are receiving the message, but you're also the messenger, right? You also have access to divine consciousness that is you that's sending the message, right? So you do have access to that, and we have to start seeing ourselves in that light. So you're simply you, the human you, is just the place where the divine and the human intersect. How the divine expresses itself in human form. That's you. You're the divine in jeans and a t-shirt. And when you see yourself as the source of your own knowing, not just the receiver, but also the being in which that knowledge resides, your intuition isn't some fragile, esoteric thing. It becomes this, it's like a jackhammer that you can apply to any problem that you've got, and your clients will feel it and they'll be able to understand what you're freaking talking about because you'll have the true intuition method as a map to show them. Does this make sense? I'm hoping this is making sense. So in other words, we're able to take something super, super, duper esoteric and just put it down into concrete terms your clients can understand. Now, the magic is still there. Believe me, the intuition is going to be intuiting. The energy is going to be doing it the thing that it does, right? Energying. It's going to be doing its thing. But you're going to be able to have a map to at least understand it and talk about it so that the left brain's going, oh my gosh, I get it. Oh my gosh, I get it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's just like insight and aha moment, one after the other. Insight, insight, aha, aha, insight, insight, aha, aha. What is that? What is insight? What is that massive aha moment? It's your logical brain finally catching up to what your intuition already knows. Okay, that's the power of true intuition. That's what it gives you. It makes everything connect. The fifth one is that we equate our businesses, right, offering our services for money as manipulation, not serving our mission. It's seen as this form of like, I'm trying to get something out of you. Right? It's somehow like tainting the purity of our intentions. And it's just total BS, right? So for so many intuitives, business feels like a dirty word. They see it as masculine. They see it as overly strategic. They see it as manipulative, something that they have to force themselves into and abandon their integrity while they're at it. But here's the thing, man. Business is just the word we use to describe energy exchange here in the 3D. That's all it is. It took me forever to identify as a businesswoman. I'm like, dude, I'm not a businesswoman. I am a healer. I am an intuitive. I am a therapist. I am a coach. I am a mender of souls. I'm a high priestess in the Church of the Painful Truth. Okay. I am many things, but a businesswoman, I am not. I was in business for 6 years before I finally resolved that block. Business is simply a word we use. Your coaching business is just a word that you use to describe how you exchange services, energy, communication. It's how you multiply transformation. It's how you help people ascend. It's just a vehicle. That's all it is. There's no morality attached to it. It's just how you do your thing, right? So when your business is built on intuition, when it's built on your divine mission, That's what makes it sacred. That's what makes a business sacred, is when that business exists, your coaching business, your coaching offers, everything you do in your life, it exists to serve the one, right? To serve the divine, to serve God, to serve the universe, to serve spirit, something bigger than yourself. Okay. So when we lead in that way and we have a structured system like True Intuition to help other people resonate with your message. I mean, look, you can't just stand up in the marketplace and go, hey man, my intuition's great. Trust me. They don't understand what you're saying. You have to give them a coaching process that they can wrap their head around. And I'm going to go into this in the workshop. Okay. So it shows you True Intuition helps you design nice offers, get great price points, and meet your clients' expectations so that they can get the results that they want and you can build your business and stand in your power and in integrity while you do it. You're turning your sales into service and all of that alignment that you're standing in from being in your proper identity, you turn that into authority. Okay. So I had a client, I'll never forget that, actually two come to mind, Sophie and Josh, but Sophie came into the True Intuition program, so intuitive, naturally gifted, deeply empathic. She's a, wanted to work with moms. Okay. So she's got her own little ones and she was just terrified, terrified to charge for her service, terrified to use her intuition. She's like, Heather, you know, I can't take more money. I can't take money for what God gave me for free. And I said, but Lauren, God gave it to, or not Lauren, Sophie, God gave it to you freely, not so you could hoard it and hide it, but so that you can circulate it, so that you can like give it to other people. That's why it's so, that's why this is so easy for you, right? So it's kind of the opposite. You're supposed to say yes to it and offer it, not hide it because it's easy and because it's something you're, you know, you're interested in. It's, that's more the reason you should charge for it. So money isn't getting paid for your, for using your spiritual abilities. The money is for the result and the investment of time and energy you're putting into it. That's all. That's all it is. It's not for the intuitive ability itself. It's just for your time and the energy, right? And your client's going to be happy to pay you that. So Sophie, once that clicked in Sophie's mind, she totally got it. She was like, oh my gosh. And guess what? Paying clients started, it landed for her and it started rolling in. She set a rate, filled her calendar within 3 months. She had more clients over that 3 month period than she had had. I think, I don't know, she had been in business or tried to launch her practice, I think for maybe 14, 18 months, something like that, before she came into True Intuition, right? She had been at it for a little while and just had a hard time telling people that she was an intuitive coach that worked with moms. Since then, she's written a book. It's crazy how her practice has taken off, okay? And my other client, Josh, he came in, he was really into remote viewing. He came in just to learn about intuition. He had no real intention of working with people. He started posting on Instagram and he had his first intuitive sessions paid for from clients reaching out to him asking to do it. He set a rate for $150. Off he goes to the races, right? So that's the power of structure. It makes it easier for people to understand what you do. It makes it easier for you to understand what you do so that it's easier for them to pay you. Okay. So your intuition was never meant to be hidden. It was meant to be shown to the world. It was never meant to be private. And it doesn't need to stay your personal secret. It's a professional asset. It's the backbone of your purpose. It's the engine of your business. And it is the, ultimately, it's the reason that your clients are going to trust you more deeply than anybody else. Okay. Because you got a secret weapon in your arsenal. So you're here to lead with your intuition, not put it on the back burner and pray that one day somebody lets you use it. Okay, so if you want to learn more about how to do this, get registered for the workshop. We're going to learn how to stop second guessing yourself, start owning the value of your work. You're going to learn how to structure programs and packages, all letting your intuitive guidance lead with confidence and really build a professional practice that feels aligned and grounded to your specific method, mapping onto how your specific abilities work. And I know what I'm talking about. I built a 7-figure intuitive coaching business. I have built my business brick by brick, intuitive session after intuitive session. I know it backwards in front. Trust me, I gotcha. So show up to the workshop and we are going to jam on this thing. Because the world doesn't need another hidden healer. It needs the real you, the visible, powerful, and paid intuitive that you were born to be. I'll see you at the workshop. Together we rise.